Mix 94.7 KMCH, guest of the day, part two, Jim Doyle along with me. How are you, good sir?
Good, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. It is ICU day. What is ICU? I think ICU, I think of like hospitals. This has nothing to do with ICU like that.
No, I hope not. That's not what I'm qualified to do.
Depending on how the interview goes, right?
Right. My wife could help you out there, but not me. No, International Credit Union Day is today. So it's a day to celebrate what credit unions are designed to do. We create awareness and we celebrate how credit unions can improve the lives of our members and our member communities and whatever we're involved with in that geographic area.
And we were just talking off the air. Of course, you're with DuPaco, and you guys have a number of spots throughout the KMCH listening area. And it's unique because it's not just a place to come in and talk to a teller. You're providing like community spaces, and you were just telling me about Wi-Fi, like in the Dyersville location and some of the other locations. That just kind of helps build that mission that you guys do.
Yeah, it definitely helps to the community aspect of it. Where we can't necessarily put a brick and mortar, we can get, we have maybe enough population of members in that area. We can get like an Independence ITM, an interactive teller machine in that community that can, you know, act as a mini branch. And then sometimes along with that, like in our Monticello and Dyersville areas, I believe, we've got some community spaces that can be rented and used for like, little gig economies. You know what I mean? Like people just working on stuff and they need access to printers or Wi-Fi or just a desk and a computer, you know, to get their maybe a small business up and going, maybe just need a little bit of boost there.
That's so cool that you guys do that. I want to ask you what I'm sure you get this question all the time. What's the difference between a bank and a credit union?
Really at the foundation of it is it's the structure. It's what we can do with the money that the credit union makes. You know, we are a not-for-profit. And so that means that all the profits that the credit union does make gets put right back into the credit union to be reused in the form of lowering our costs. So hopefully that will in turn mean lower fees for our members and costs involved to have membership, better interest rates overall, hopefully. We try and stay very competitive with those in all of the markets we're in. We're not working for profit of stockholders. We're working for all of our members, and then directed by a volunteer board of directors who give their time for the betterment of the credit union and the communities.
One of the cool things that I see all the time, I hear it on radio, I see it in billboards, I see it on TV, is this thank yous that you guys do, program you're part of. Explain what that is.
Yeah, so it's a involvement of a way that we can give dividends, much more than what I just said. You know, instead of just saying we have good rates and lower fees, we can kind of back that up with a program that rewards our members based on how much they use their credit union. Credit union like DuPaco as a cooperative, we share in those profits. So the more that somebody participates in that cooperative, the more that they can get returned back to them in the form of cash. The more they use their debit card, the more they use our services such as loans and insurance services and financial services and online banking services and things like that, the more they're engaged with the credit union, the more they're going to get back out of it.
And so when do people get cash in hand, and when does that happen then?
Yeah, today actually.
Nice. Yeah. So you're like the publisher's clearinghouse. You got a bunch of balloons and big novelty checks in the car with you.
We might have a few sporadic throughout the branch for some photo ops, but nothing that I carry with me. We are celebrating at all of our branches today. So all of our members are welcome to come in and enter into a drawing for some prizes. We just ask that you answer a simple question on how you're going to use your thank yous, whether it be for a movie night, or maybe you're going to pay it forward to something. Maybe you're going to buy a basketball and go play with your kid. And it can be so little, but these things can be so impactful to a lot of people as well.
Is that something, that a program that's going to be kind of sticking around for a while then too, or you're hoping so?
Yeah. So this year alone, we've given, or we're giving away today or giving back $3.7 million to our credit union member base.
Wow.
And that's something that we're pretty proud of, and we're going to keep doing it.
As you should. That's great.
Yeah. Well, new details year over year kind of restarts in January.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, stop into the branches, stop into DePaco.com to be a part of that, be a member, get your share in that and help us help you and help the community. And
do you remember when banks used to give out toasters when somebody would open up? You got to do that as part of the, you get your little toaster with the DePaco logo on it. That'd be pretty cool. Bring that back.
Yep. I do remember that. That was, I used to work for a bank years and years ago, and yeah, we actually gave away toasters. Yeah.
See, that's what I'd use my thank yous. I'd buy a toaster is what I do. If anybody, Jim, has questions about DePaco or International Credit Union Day, where would you direct them to go and learn about all this stuff?
So any branch, we've got very talented staff at all of our branches that are willing and ready to help you. We've done this thank yous thing for many years, so we're very in tune with how it works and how to get qualified for it. DePaco.com has everything as well. You can search on what this thank yous is and become a member and explore all of DePaco's services.
Well, good to see you. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Now the easy part of your day. Now you got to go to work.
Well, get to go celebrate with the members.
So that'll be fun. Jim, be fun. Thanks for coming in. Our best to everybody out there for Credit Union Day. Come back and visit, all right?
I will.
Jim Doyle with us right here, Mix 94.7 KMCH. We will pause when we return. A little business to get to when it comes to pizza. We'll talk about it coming up.